From a legal standpoint, do you deal with the mixture of civil and common law concepts?
We do. I myself is, of course, from a civil law system. However, the Swedish system, it's very much like a hybrid system. It has similarities to what we do here in the sense that you have two independent parties litigating an issue, two parties litigating an issue before an independent panel of judges. And here, just like in Sweden, we are not too hung up on admissibility and so forth because we don't have to deal with a jury. So the transition from a Swedish criminal system to the systems of the tribunal wasn't too difficult for me. However, I felt I have learned a lot in relation to particularly common law in terms of examination of witnesses. We do it slightly different. I find the common law examination is much more structured and more, we tend to focus our witnesses more, whereas on specific questions and transition them from one area to another. Whereas many times in Sweden, an examination would be much more of a narrative, and it's supposed to be more of a narrative in the sense that the witness just tells the story freely. Whereas if we do that here, we would probably hear one witness every 3 weeks, and you know it can't be done like that. So yes, we tend to structure the witness much more.
We had an interview about this time yesterday with a defender who had been on his case for 8 years. Is this common in the cases with the ICTR?
It is common. I would say it's common for the multi-accused cases. Because they got started early on. Some of the indictment against several accused, like Military 1, Military 2, the Batari case.
And that was his case.
Yeah, Government 1 and 2. Those indictments are fairly old. So obviously then defense counsel was appointed, although it took several years before they went to trial. So that means that counsel for the defendant has many times been on the case for a long time, if you know, providing the cooperation between them and the work worked out. But certainly it's not uncommon. I know several of the defense counsel in Mill 1 has been on the brief or acted for that defendant for many years.
How many cases approximately have been tried to completion in this panel?
I think we're somewhere reaching 40 now. Is it around 37 accused that has been reached completion? We're waiting for a bulk. I mean, obviously, once the Mill 1 comes out, it's four more. We have a number of single accused cases that are expected within the next couple of months. So it's in that region. I don't know. I don't have the statistics.
Of the approximately 37, can you give a guess on how many have been reversed or overturned on conviction?
Well, you mean on appeal or in first instance?
First instance to start with, and then on appeal.
I think we have four acquittals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have a few acquittals. More than two. I think there's four.
And then on appeal?
Well, we haven't had, we had a recent judgment just the other month, which wasn't a complete acquittal, but a retrial has been ordered. So that's, we haven't had a reversal from a conviction to an acquittal on appeal. I have to think as I speak now. There was one, we had that situation in The Hague with the Kopreskic brothers, but don't think we have it here. We have had acquittals confirmed on appeals as acquittals, but we haven't had a reversal from conviction to acquittal.
So you have the ability as a prosecutor on appeal to appeal an acquittal.
Yes, we do, and I understand for some common law judges that must sound quite strange, but we do.
The world is made up of different customs, so we can understand that.
Yeah, yeah.